Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may cause dizziness, confusion, bloating, uncontrollable laughter, and in some cases, anal leakage. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey. This is episode number 49 of Excuse Me, That's Illegal, the podcast that takes a hardcore look, gets some softcore crimes. I'm your oh-so-hungry host, Leroy Luna, coming at you straight out of the closet with some interesting action that took place at that fine dining establishment known as Denny's. Oh yeah, baby. Can't wait for this one. And you know I'm a sucker for those food-related crimes. And Denny's does not disappoint. I think we'll do a tour of crazy restaurant crimes, because there's a lot of them. I've had people telling me Waffle House is a place where shit goes down, so that's definitely one coming up in the future. There's also IHOP and a couple others, so stay tuned for that. In other news, one of my loyal listeners, Selena, shout out, she actually brought something fun to my attention. Podcast Magazine has a Hot 50 chart, and it had a list that says this month's top 50 podcasts as determined by podcast fans. And last month, Excuse Me, That's Illegal was voted in by the people at number 33, baby! Hell yeah. So thanks to anyone out there who voted for little old me. I didn't even vote. It wasn't something on my radar, but maybe I'll put a link to that in the show notes for you guys. It's podcastmagazine.com/hot50. Let's make a push here, folks. See if we can crack that top 10 next month. That would be awesome. You can pick 3 shows, so show your other favorite pod some love too. But just make sure you throw your boy in there, would you? Because I love me some awards. A couple of my pals made that list too. Southern Fried True Crime at number 25, and Unethical Podcast at number 17. There's even lesser known pods too that somehow made it on the list. Like Sword and Scale, I believe it's called. Snag number 37. Never heard of it, but good for them. It's always nice to see the little guys get thrown a bone every once in a while. Okay, let's do a couple bad Denny's jokes before we dig in to this episode. I had the best Grand Slam breakfast I've ever had at Denny's this morning. I guess you could say they really knocked it out of the park. Oh boy. Alright, next. So a guy goes to his psychiatrist complaining about his sex life. Upon further discussion, the psychiatrist speculates that the spark of excitement has gone out of his client's marriage. Perhaps, he suggests, the next time you are feeling frisky, you should just take your wife right then and there and make sweet, sweet love to her, no matter the circumstance. The man agrees that it seems like a good idea. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? So 2 weeks later, he returns for his normal session with the psychiatrist. How did things go? Asks the shrink. Absolutely amazing, says the man. One night as we sat down to dinner, I looked at my wife, she looked at me, and we immediately made mad, passionate love right there on the table. So, things are good? Asked the psychiatrist. Things are spectacular, says the man. Except for one thing. We're no longer welcome at our local Denny's anymore. Alright, hop in the minivan, everyone. And let's cruise these suburban streets as I serenade you with another tale of low-level true crime. And don't worry, my friends. I promise you won't go home hungry. Lumberjack specials for everyone. Episode number 49, Dirty Deeds Done at Denny's. Dirty deeds and they're done at Denny's. Bam, 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 bam. Love it. And personally, I love Denny's. Haven't been there in a while, but I've always had fond memories of the restaurant. I remember the first time I went there. It was 20 years ago. One just opened up in my hometown. It was open 24 hours, which was fantastic. And it was in the same plaza as the local movie theater. So I used to go in there with my pals after a late night movie. The first time I went, it was about 1 in the morning and we just finished watching Ocean's 11. Ah, the good old days. We'd also go there occasionally after some beers at like 3 a.m. on a Saturday or when we were hungover on a lazy Sunday afternoon. It was the best. And we'd almost always get the same waiter, no matter what time it was. He was a grumpy middle-aged dude. Barely spoke a word to us. No small talk the entire time. Which is fine, but a little awkward. We couldn't ever find him to refill our drinks. He was just all around a bad waiter. We had to pay cash there, so when it came time to pay our bills, it was hilarious because this scumbag, well, it was the only time he'd liven up and show even a hint of personality. When he handed us our change, he'd do a fancy spin move, like a jumping 360, then scatter the change on the table in front of us and do some weird jazz hands thing. It was really awkward and painfully obvious that it was his last-ditch effort to try and get a decent tip. Like we'd forget the crummy service we received up to that point and go, hey, that guy's all right. And well, it kind of worked. We'd always laugh and leave the restaurant in good spirits. Other than that, our visits to Denny's were pretty tame. Unlike the experiences of the diners we're going to witness today. Okay, today is an all Denny's episode. Normally I might start off by telling you a little about the city we're in. Check in with neighborhoodscout.com to discuss the crime rates. But instead, let's discuss Denny's and their delicious menu. Most Denny's are open 24 hours and have the all-day breakfast thing happening, which is kind of their specialty. I would usually get breakfast items, but would occasionally stray away from that and get some nachos, or I remember getting the Super Bird, which is roasted turkey breast with Swiss cheese, bacon, and tomato on grilled sourdough bread, served with a bed of fries. And that was pretty damn good, to be honest. Denny's catches some flack for not being the classiest of diners, poor food quality, etc. And while that hasn't been my experience, no doubt it depends on the restaurant, the location, the employees. Some of the ones in the States seem to have let themselves go a little, to put it nicely. Theo Vaughn, one of my favorite comedians and probably the handsomest man with a mullet I've ever seen. He makes that hair look good. He has a bit where he just trashes Denny's. He says everything at Denny's tastes like eggs and onions. The pie, the air, the utensils. It's pretty hilarious and true. Subway, if you've ever ate at that sandwich shop, is said to be the same. It's that strong smell of bread in there, I think, that just overtakes everything. They serve a lot of eggs at Denny's, a lot of omelets, so I see it, the egg and the onion thing. The math checks out. Some popular menu items include Moons Over Miami, potentially the worst name on the breakfast menu. I would never order that just because I refuse to say the name. There's also the Grand Slam Breakfast, which is probably the most popular. That one originated in 1977 and was named in honor of baseball legend Hank Aaron. And then there's the Lumberjack, one of my personal favorites. Portions may vary depending on what neck of the woods you're in, but that generally comes with two fluffy buttermilk pancakes, a slice of grilled ham, two bacon strips, two sausage links, two sunny side up eggs, plus hash browns, and two slices of white toast. Wash that down with a few cups of coffee, and you're ready to take down some serious lumber. Or go for a nap. Either way, you'll be sawing logs. Okay, with that being said, let's chow down on our first story. This one, we don't get much of a backstory here, and it wasn't picked up by any legit news sources, besides the Daily Mail, of course. The reason being, it's pretty vulgar. It would be hard to show this on the 6 o'clock news. There is video footage, though, so it did happen. And internet sleuths traced it back to a Denny's location in Palm Harbor, Florida. Yeah, that makes sense. When in doubt, blame Florida. Anyways, it is March of 2016. We're at Denny's. It's dark. It's late. Let's say around 2 a.m. The place is empty except for one table, where there's a woman and three men, appearing to be intoxicated and in their mid-20s. The waiter, a jolly fellow with sideburns. He looks like Chris Penn, one of my favorite actors. R.I.P. Well, he gives them their bill, and this is when he is faced with a tempting proposition, an offer he couldn't refuse. You see, the woman, who is rumored to be a club/festival promoter from the area, how do I put this delicately? She really enjoyed her meal and wanted to thank the waiter for his service. So in lieu of a tip, she offers him a blowjob. Okay, I said it. That was easier than I thought. Now, before we hear his answer, let's break down this scenario. Hey, she's young, she's pretty, she's enthusiastic. It's a great offer. If this guy was a cab driver, they arrived at her destination and he was propositioned in the comfort and privacy of his own vehicle, I'd say, oh yeah, buddy, go for it. But you're a waiter in a Denny's. This is neither the time nor the place. Show some professionalism. I think we already know his answer. If he refused, would we be discussing this? Of course not. The man happily agrees. He doesn't even seem to mind that one of the dudes is about 5 feet away, filming this on his phone. I won't get into the whole video here. It is pretty graphic. I watched the unedited, unblurred, uncut version, all 30 seconds of it. And to be honest, it made me uncomfortable. No matter how many times I watched it, all 20 times. Research purposes. The waiter starts off by saying, quote, well then, I mean, come on now. Then he unbuckles his pants and says, there you go. Go for it. She jumps up and down enthusiastically saying, yay! Like she just won the lottery and she's not about to polish the knob of a sweaty waiter in a Denny's. While she performs the deed, the horn dog nods, smiles at the camera, and gushes, I tell you what, that is one awesome tip. Oh man. Like I said, it doesn't go long, maybe 15 seconds, then she stops, laughs, gets up, and says, all right. Her friend can be heard in the background saying, that's it? You're just going to tease him like that? With the amount of freaking videos we have from tonight? End quote. Geez, that begs the question, how many horny waiters came before this guy? No pun intended. I lied, the puns are always intended. When the footage leaked from this incident, later that month, Denny's was not impressed with the sticky situation. A Denny's spokesman told the Daily Mail, quote, we are very disturbed by the inappropriate and offensive behavior of the server that was in the video. His actions were inexcusable, and as such, he was immediately terminated and no longer works for Denny's. As a family dining restaurant, Denny's does not tolerate this type of behavior, and we deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by it. End quote. You gotta feel a little bad for the waiter here. He's a scumbag, but he got caught off guard. Made the wrong decision and paid the ultimate price, his livelihood. In hindsight, I'm sure he thought, man, I should have used my tips from the night and gotten service by a sex worker, a professional. She would have finished the job, too. Yeah, he really blew it. Well, she blew it, but you get my point. I was just thinking this would have turned out way different if the roles were reversed. Imagine a guy finishes his meal, the waitress hands him in the bill, and he goes, darling, the food was delicious. The service was great. Now I don't have enough money to give you a good tip, but here's what I'm going to do for you. He wipes some egg off his mustache and goes, how's about you get on the table there? spread eagle, and I have myself some dessert. A big old piece of pie. How quick would the cops be called? In this case, no charges were laid. Police didn't even get involved. But the waiter did lose his job, and I suppose that was punishment enough. All right, let's move on to story number two. But first, let's get a word in from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Hey, Illegalites, you been feeling down lately? Is something disrupting your happiness? Or stopping you from achieving your hopes and dreams? Maybe you're having relationship issues, or were recently let go from your job like the gentleman from Denny's. Or maybe it's stress, anxiety, anger, or depression that's getting you down. There's so many possibilities in this crazy world we're living in right now. If any of those problems are affecting you, BetterHelp could be your answer. They have licensed counselors that specialize in these matters and more. BetterHelp will assess your needs and hook you up with your own licensed professional therapist. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling. They'll connect with you in a safe and private online environment, and you can start talking to someone in less than 48 hours from the comfort of your own home. This is all done professionally and securely. No hanging out in an uncomfortable waiting room. Hey, listen, we all try to power through our problems, but sometimes we just need that extra boost. And you can get that from BetterHelp. There's no shame in getting some assistance. It's not a sign of weakness. In fact, it takes great strength to reach out and try to get better with help. And BetterHelp is there for you with weekly video or phone sessions with therapists that specialize in your specified wants and needs. And you can message your counselor anytime. It's cheaper than your traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. As a listener of the show, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/excuseme. Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, help.com/excuseme. Hey, I care about you guys, and I want you to start living your happier life today. So try it out. And now, back to the show. For this next incident, we are headed to Oak Lawn, which is a village in Cook County, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago. We're at the Denny's located at 9217 Cicero Avenue. This particular Denny's establishment averages 3.9 out of 5 stars and has received 2,346 Google reviews. Okay, let's start with a 2-star from Michael Masura. He says, quote, "I go to Denny's a lot, and I have to say this Denny's kind of scared me a little. So me and my girl go to this Denny's. We order food, we get our appetizer right before we get our meal, but we don't get the dipping sauce that comes with the appetizer. We're asking for forks and plates and our drinks. The waitress didn't seem that she had things together. I asked 3 times for drinks. At that point, we had our food, no silverware, no plates, no drinks. I don't think I'm ever going back to this Denny's. Customer service was the worst I've ever seen at a Denny's in my whole entire life. It was pretty crazy. Not to mention the bathrooms were so disgusting. No toilet paper. Gross." End quote. Okay, so it's a BYOTP situation over there. Keep that in mind if you're ever visiting this Denny's. Just bring a couple napkins with you. You'll be alright. Pierre Alvarado gave this positive review. Keep in mind these 2 reviews were only 2 months apart. Quote, "Exceptional customer service. Food's pretty great too. I recommend their steaks. Restrooms are clean, which normally in other places are not. Waits are not too long, which is great for those moments when one is in a rush. All in, I give it 5 stars. End quote. So it looks like this Oak Lawn Denny's is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Let's see what we get on November 6th, 2015. Natasha West, a 27-year-old woman, is enjoying her meal with a few friends. Natasha's home address is... well, just kidding. We had a listener from Chicago a while back, Marie, I believe, who as a teenager was partying it up at a house where the parents were never there. They're in between moves or something like that. And the mom came home one time, and the place was absolutely trashed. So she called the cops and the teens got busted. The Chicago Tribune ended up posting Marie's address in the news story, and she was kind of getting harassed by reporters for a while there. The Chicago Tribune did the same thing in their coverage of this story. I enjoy some investigative journalism as much as the next guy, but... come on, Chicago Tribune. We don't need to know the perp's address here. Completely unnecessary. Anywho, Natasha is taking advantage of a crazy deal they got going on over there. $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. What? That's some insane bang for your buck. I looked this up and ended up on some site called chichingqueen.com. And I guess this lady finds different deals and talks about them. On that site, Chiching Queen says, quote, "What I think you will love the most is the $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. Denny's will start you off with 3 fluffy buttermilk pancakes and then deliver them hot, 2 at a time, until you've had your fill. How awesome is that? If you'd rather have fancy pancakes, there are banana berry, sticky bun, peanut butter cup, and super blackberry pancakes." End quote. Not a bad deal at all. For me personally, pancakes are one of those things that don't excite me. I'd probably max out at 10. I would just get sick of the flavor, the texture of those bad boys before I was even full. It's a lot of dry chewing. Although if the flavored ones were part of the deal, like banana berry, blackberry and stuff, I could probably mow down 20. You'd think it would just be the plain ones though. This is obviously one of those deals where Denny's is losing money, but they're probably banking on you getting an OJ or a coffee with it, maybe a plate of bacon on the side. Not from Natasha, though. She orders her all-you-can-eat pancakes and thinks this is a free-for-all. She's sharing them with her friends at the table. Come on, girl, this is a big no-no. You think your $4 is going to cover the entire table? This is 2015, not 1915. The waitress kindly tells Natasha, hey, that's not part of the deal. The pancakes are for paying customers only. If y'all want pancakes, y'all gotta pony up and pay individually. Sounds reasonable to me, but not to Natasha. This gets her fired up. She's cursing the poor waitress, then the fists start flying. She's throwing hands at her. Luckily, she's not a trained boxer and misses with every shot. It's at this point Natasha and her cohorts get up and leave in a huff without even paying the measly $4 bill. On the way out, Natasha kicks the door a bunch of times. She's putting the boots to it before she makes her exit. This is shockingly trashy behavior, even by Denny's standards. Management calls the police. They are able to get a good look at the vehicle Natasha's crew hop into, and an officer catches up with the automobile a short time later. They bring everyone back to the restaurant, where they get confirmation from store employees that this is, in fact, the cheap-ass crew in question. One of Natasha's friends unloosens their purse strings and pays the bill. But they're not getting off that easy. Natasha is charged with damage to property and assault, while one of her pals, 31-year-old Jerome Ivory, gets dinged with providing false ID. I won't give out his address. There you have it. Another dirty deed done at Denny's. Unreal. Classless behavior. You don't go into a buffet and bring back a bunch of plates to the table and chow down with your buddies. Then when the bill comes, go, oh, no, no. There's been a terrible mistake. Just charge me. My friends didn't order anything. That would be preposterous. Okay, let's get going on our final story in this trio of Denny's disasters. Let's mosey on over to Madison, which is the capital city of Wisconsin. Before we find out what this cheesehead was up to, let's check out some reviews from the Denny's located at 1798 Thierer Road. This diner also gets a 3.9 out of 5 stars like the other one, but from only 1,516 Google reviews. Let's start with a positive review from Lisa G, posted just 2 weeks ago. 5-star quote, I always like coming here to eat. Food is always delicious and the waitresses are attentive and kind. I had the pumpkin pecan pancakes and they were amazing. End quote. Pumpkin pecan pancakes. Pumpkin pecan pancakes for you pretentious bozos out there. Don't knock it till you try it, I guess. And now let's get some negativity going here, because that's much more enjoyable. Bobo Cook left this 2-star review 3 months ago. Quote, I've been in a lot of Denny's. That's nothing to brag about. And honestly, this one fell way short of expectations. Not really convenient to see, find, or get into. The staff was young and only going through the motions. Kids gotta learn. But I hate it when they learn on my time. Food was okay, but no way what I was expecting. Usually I get a plate that makes you say, wow, on sight alone. Here, I got a plate that made me say, what the fuck? End quote. Jeez, bud, what were you expecting? A blowjob with the meal? You had to go to Florida for that. Actually, it was the other way around, but you get the joke. All right, let's get on with it. The date is Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. It's a little before 4:30 p.m. 52-year-old James B. Summers, a sharply dressed man, enters this Denny's establishment. It's clear by the way he carries himself, he's a man of the utmost importance. He's sporting a freshly trimmed goatee, nicely coiffed silver hair, a maroon tie, long black trench coat, and a briefcase. James ain't messing around. He alerts the staff that there's a new sheriff in town. He's the new general manager. While employees are skeptical, he certainly looks the part. He's spouting off his experience, having worked for the company for over 30 years. He's then escorted to the office of the current manager on duty. And she's caught off guard. She's in the midst of some paperwork when he breaks the news to her. He's been sent by corporate. He's the new GM, and he's starting his job effective immediately. She's quite perplexed by the situation, having not been notified of any changes. This just doesn't sit right with her. She tells the man, "You sure you're at the right restaurant?" He's appalled by that statement. Of course he is. He's a busy man and he's got work to do. The manager, she closes her office door and picks up the phone and starts making some phone calls to get to the bottom of this nonsense, because she smells a rat. She eventually gets a hold of the gentleman who does all the hiring at that location. While she's doing this, employees are trying to get her attention. She tells them, "Not now. She's on an important call." But what staff was trying to inform her was that the new GM had taken over the kitchen, and he was famished. So our boy James, the king of the Denny's castle, he helped himself to a soft drink and was cooking up a burger and fries. He clearly knew his way around a kitchen with that 30 years experience, but surely this would be beneath his pay grade. Working the deep fryer, the general manager should snap his fingers and the cook should be hooking him up. Not cool, but he seems okay with it. Back to the manager's office, where the current manager on duty receives word that no, hell no, they have not hired a new GM. They would have informed her, given the staff notice. That's not how they do business. So she walks out on the floor, where James is now chowing down in the dining area, and she tells him, "Okay, playtime's over, bud. I'm on to you." James, gotta give him credit, he still stays in character and tells her there's a mix-up with the paperwork. She just hasn't received the memo yet. Finally, the manager calls 911 and tells police to get down there ASAP. The cops arrive just as the Silver Fox is exiting the building. They stop him, and he tells them there's been a mix-up. They bring him back into the restaurant, and they eventually sniff out the bullshit, and it is confirmed that James B. Summers is, in fact, an imposter. James is arrested, and this is kind of disturbing. When they frisk him, they find that he's carrying a stun gun on his person, and he's got a couple of crack pipes in his briefcase. When asked if he has a permit for the stun gun, James says, quote, "It's in the pipeline." I'm really starting to like this guy. James was charged with possession of an electric weapon, disorderly conduct, possession of drug paraphernalia, and fraud hotel or restaurant keeper. Did a caveman come up with that last charge? I'm not sure. But man, that was absolutely fantastic. The balls on that guy. I'm envious. Seems like a fun guy to hang out with, for sure. Very elaborate scheme just to basically get a burger and fries. But I think for him, the fun was in the journey, not the destination. He enjoyed getting dolled up and testing out his acting chops. Bravo. Oh yeah, and one more thing. As our boy James Summers was being taken away in cuffs, he had one last piece of advice for the Denny's diners. Quote, "This is why you don't dine and dash, kiddies." End quote. I could not agree more. Let's talk about Factor, everybody. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Can you believe it? Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons every week. It's amazing. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. These are no fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning. Simply heat up and enjoy the good stuff. Here's what you gotta do. Head to factormeals.com/excuse me that's illegal 50 and use code excuse me that's illegal 50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code excuse me that's illegal 50 at factormeals.com/excuse me that's illegal 50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And we are back. That's a wrap on episode number 49, Dirty Deeds Done at Denny's. I hope you enjoyed the craziness as much as I did. If you've ever had an interesting dining experience, perhaps as a waiter or waitress or a patron, don't hesitate to reach out, because I might include it on the next episode where we hit up a restaurant. These ones are fun. As always, I want to thank Steffi for voicing the disclaimer, the operator for providing that sweet, sweet theme music, and my boo for editing this episode. All right, you know what time it is. Listener confession time, baby. So sing it with me.
Let's get criminal, criminal. I wanna get criminal.
This one comes in, yet again, from Amber out of Mississippi. Normally I would put this story on the back burner for a while, because this is her third offering. But her stories are so great. And I received her email while I was in the middle of writing this episode. So her timing couldn't have been better, and you'll see why. Hi, it's me again with another, but more embarrassing story. So glad no cops were around for this. Or that no one called the cops on me. They were probably laughing too hard. Okay, here goes. So my sister-in-law wanted me to go to a Backstreet Boys concert with her at the Superdome in New Orleans. I don't like that kind of music. But she doesn't really have any friends, and I felt bad, so I said I would go. New Orleans, or Nawlins, is only an hour away from us. So we make our way there and decide to stop at the classy Denny's on the way. Gross, but cheap, so we got the buffet. And that was our first mistake. There were ribs, pot roasts, potatoes, and other buffet essentials. We take our time and spend maybe 2 hours there. We get back in the car and start on our journey again. 15 minutes go by, and she asks me, "Hey, is your tummy feeling weird?" I told her no. She says, "Well, I think I need to pull over and go to the potty." So she does, and while she is in the potty, my tummy makes a very strange flip-flop, and I think, uh-oh. But then, there was nothing else. After about half an hour, she comes out and says, "All better, let's get on with it." My tummy did that one cartwheel, so I was confident everything was okay. So we drive about 15 minutes and hit some bad traffic. We are on the main long bridge going into New Orleans. So no exits, off for a while, and my tummy makes an even bigger cartwheel, and I panic. So that made it worse. My sister-in-law notices and says, "Oh God, not you too," and she starts to panic. She said we have at least 2 more miles on this bridge. I tell her, "Okay, maybe I can make it." Then we hit really bad traffic, and we are going at a snail's pace. I can see an exit up ahead about 50 yards and think, maybe, maybe. Then a major flip in my belly and I'm thinking, nope, gotta do something quick or are we gonna have a mess? I see a plastic bag, get out of the car because we are not moving, and thankfully I'm not driving, and I get in the back seat and tell her, "Don't look." I undo my pants, place the plastic bag as best I can, and catch a major and literal shitstorm. Well, my sister-in-law, Lord bless her, is just sitting there, and it is on my tongue to tell her to roll down the window when she starts gagging and fumbling with the window switch. I'm laughing so hard and trying to not show my ass to the world and holding onto this overflowing bag while trying to clean myself up. I zip up, tie up the bag, get out of the car, and try to be discreet about just tossing it in the garbage. Well, when I threw it, I missed, and it splattered on the off-ramp wall. I hear a roar of laughter and look behind us, and there is a line of cars with people that seen this whole thing go down and are all now hyperventilating while laughing at me. We finally make it to the exit and are in flowing traffic, and I ask my sister-in-law, please do not tell anyone about this. Please, please. She said, damn, girl, I am so traumatized by it, I'm gonna have to go see a therapist. And they are the only one I would want to tell. Well, we make it to the Superdome and are walking in, and I hear this big burly man that has five tweens with him tell one of the kids, well, never mind how much these tickets cost. The show coming into the concert was worth it. Just watching that lady climb into the back of a car and take a shit, then get out and try to act casual like nothing happened. Then the bag explodes. I almost shit my pants watching it, he laughs. At that moment, I wished for the first time and only time I had actually just shit my pants. I would have sat in the car while she attended the concert. Hey, I was there. Isn't that enough? Sorry if this grossed you out and you don't want to play it. I'll still listen to your podcast. Amber from Mississippi. Oh man. Thanks, Amber. That was great. And I don't know about the rest of the listeners, but you should know me by now. Nothing grosses me out. Just when I thought our girl Kitty couldn't be outdone with her public dumping story, Amber comes out swinging with this one. I asked her about the buffet thing, because the Denny's in Canada, they don't have buffets. It's really hard to find a buffet around here that isn't Chinese food or sushi. Pizza Hut still has one, I guess. But anyways, they love their buffets in the US of A. I asked Amber about that, and she said the Denny's in Mississippi near her has one, and that one she went to was in Louisiana. So yeah, interesting. I'm jealous. Well, by the sounds of it, I shouldn't be. I'm only missing out on shitting myself. Those buffets, man. The quality kind of suffers when you cook things in bulk like that. Quantity over quality. Between Amber's tummy troubles and the Backstreet Boys singing away at the Superdome, I think it's safe to say the city of New Orleans was treated to two shitty performances that night. Crazy. Thanks again, Amber. Excuse me, that's illegal at gmail.com to send in your softcore crime confessionals. All right. Can I now have your attention, please, as we induct the next person? That's right. One lonely person this time around. Let's induct them into the elite group known as the Neighborhood Watch. Bingo Wings. You are now a member of the Neighborhood Watch. Let's sound the air horns to make it official. Thank you so much for joining the squad, Bingo Wings. Great name, by the way. Alright guys, Bingo Wings needs some more friends to party with. So if you would like to join the Neighborhood Watch on Patreon for the price of a Big Mac a month, and assist me in making my dreams of becoming a full-time podcaster come true, just type in patreon.com/excuseme to sign up. There'll be a link in the show notes. That's all I have for you for today. So come meet me here in another 10 days for more softcore scum beggary. Peace!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.